And the Dallas Mavericks have defeated the Suns handily, 123-90.
I don't think it was just me. I think Suns play-by-play announcer Al McCoy actually was as stunned as the rest of us by the way the Suns ended their playoff run last night. One of the worst collapses in NBA history. Suns public address announcer Vince Murata, half of Bickley and Murata on 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station, joins us now to try to explain what the heck happened. Let's start with the simplest of questions, Vince. Why, and maybe what every Suns fan is asking themselves, why me? Right? Was it overconfidence? Is that what took them down?
They got beat by a better team.
They really did look like a better team.
Nobody wants to admit it because
a better team or better player?
A better team. Okay. You know, I think the four best players on the floor were all wearing Dallas Mavericks uniforms. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, it might have been the 15 guys on the floor in Dallas Mavericks uniforms were the best players.
Right.
It was just one of those inexplicable performances with everything on the line. But kind of a culmination of what we've seen from the Suns. I don't think a lot of Suns fans wanted to admit it. I know I didn't want to admit it freely. This team didn't look the same as it looked during the regular season. I know, Vince, the playoffs are not the regular season, but the connectivity that they had, the support that they showed each other, the adjustments they were able to make during the regular season were all pretty much absent during the playoffs, and credit goes to Dallas. Mm-hmm. They got down 2-0, and from that point on, game three, this was not close. There was that one game in game five where the Suns came back and had that fourth quarter pull away. But other than that, I mean, the Mavericks absolutely dominated the Suns 4 out of 5 games.
Which is so puzzling because the Suns, what, I think they won 9 games in a row against Dallas before the playoff?
Yeah, and then the first two. So they had won 11 games straight against the Dallas Mavericks at one point.
Wow.
Playoffs are about adjustments. Jason Kidd made the right ones.
Was this, as we talked with Vince Murata of 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station, a guy who was courtside for every Suns home game this year as their PA announcer, was this, as it says on the KTA website, the Suns' best chance at a title in franchise history ending in unimaginable fashion? And I ask that because it makes me worry that we missed our shot for my lifetime anyway. It sounds like that.
I don't want to be the guy who says the window for a championship is completely closed. This was a great opportunity, though. When they were that, head and shoulders above everybody else in the NBA over the course of the regular season, to the point where a week ago they were the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing still, it's hard to get back. That's what this proves. I mean, the Milwaukee Bucks found that out yesterday, too. They're the defending champions. They were ousted as well. There's some work. There's a lot of work that needs to be done because the Suns did not look close to championship level in this series.
Does the core of this team stay together?
It's a great question. Devin Booker's not going anywhere. Chris Paul said he's not retiring tomorrow, which would be today. So I think Mikal Bridges is safe. I think there's questions about the other players on this team.
DeAndre Ayton?
DeAndre Ayton is, the contract extension question has been talked about now for a year, and there was something up with DeAndre Ayton last night. Monty Williams was asked about his playing time, why he didn't play more. He played 17 minutes. He said that's an internal matter. Just a lot of weirdness around this, the end of this season.
And the fact that DeAndre Ayton was taken instead of Luka Doncic by the Suns.
Oh, man, I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
I can't believe you reminded me about that, Jim. We won't hear about that for the next 40 years.
Oh my gosh. So how are you getting through all this? For me, I just went on social media and I just started retweeting all the and I said I've actually renamed the Phoenix metropolitan area the Valley of the Size after last night.
That's a good way to put it. I mean, we thought the Cardinals' exit from the playoffs was painful.
Yeah, this was.
This was that times 1,000 for me, anyway. And to answer your question, Jim, I'm not really getting through it. I went to social media last night after. I can't tweet during the game a lot, so.
Right.
I got home and decided just not to sleep, apparently. My body did not want to let me sleep, so.
Yeah, me either.
It's going to be an interesting 4 hours over on 98.7 FM, I'll tell you that.
Oh, my goodness.
DeAndre Ayton, Kevin Booker, and Chris Paul walk into a bar to watch the NBA playoffs.
Ba-doom, ba-doom.
All right. That was one of the ones that...
I think Devin Booker summed it up.
You know, it hurts. But as a team, we just have to own it.
Yeah. It doesn't just hurt for the team.
Yeah.
This, I mean, there's always that age-old question, too, Jamie, about what hurts worse, a close game that's a heartbreaker, rips your heart out, or losing a game by 33 points. I think we got the, for me.
For the fans, it's the latter.
Absolutely. It's got to be. I mean, last year, the Bucks beat the Suns in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, and there was that image of Devin Booker looking over at the Bucks celebrating, and he just said, damn.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt, but at least you could be proud of what your team put out there if you're, you know, in the fan base. For this season to end on that ugly a note, let that linger with you until October. Good
no
luck.
Thanks. No thanks. I'm shutting off my social media. Now you just convinced me. Thanks, Vince.